on one's dining company. Before I go out to eat with somebody for the first time, I always try to fold clothes with that person. Let's say it's a him, and we'll call this him Malcolm Jacobson. After a couple minutes of shirt folding, pants and socks and whatever, Malcolm Jacobson and I will eventually reach the sheets. There will be no more single-person clothes to fold. We'll be down to the articles that require teamwork. So we'll each take a side of the sheet, and while holding those sides, we'll start walking backwards until the whole sheet is stretched out like a recessed parachute, and then we'll flap it against the air in not quite unison. I don't know why we do this, but we always flap it. Once we're done with the flapping, we'll fold it in half so that now we're each holding a doubled over end. We'll flap it a little bit more, this time with less vigor, and then we'll fold it in half a second time. So now we're each holding a quadruple layered bedsheet. This is the point where we walk toward each other, and one person takes the other person's side, finishing the job himself. No one ever says, "Oh, let me do the finishing touches by myself," at the beginning of the folding. One can never know how the folding will end until the ending presents itself. And there are two types of people who can be holding the other end of the sheet in this moment, and the distinction is important. One of them will try to take the sheet from me as I try to take it from him. We will wind up with interlocking fingers as we both attempt to wrestle the sheet away from the other. This person is uncommon. Much more common are the Malcolm Jacobsons of the world, who just push their side of the sheet into my hands without trying to take it for themselves. I do not want to go out to eat with this person. When the bill comes, I will always try to grab the sheet. If Malcolm Jacobson does, we start the conversation. "Oh, I got it. No, I got it. No, I insist. Eventually, one of us submits. And I'm happy to be the person who insists the other into submission, but it needs to come to that. Otherwise, I will not sit across from you, eating while you're eating.
CourtneyJensen.com.